Those are like he's the guy. And then you
Right.
got obviously Francis now, which is he's fighting March 27th for the heavyweight title, round two against Stipe. I mean, we got to jump into that and talk a little bit about that, obviously. I mean, Francis is a beast. He's knocking out everybody. He's almost like the Wilder of Deontay Wilder of the UFC.
Right.
But what's different about this matchup, now that you're with him? You've seen, the changes he's made in camp and his training since the first matchup.
No, I definitely never try to take credit from a fight perspective, right? Like I'm an agent, right? So and I just try to, from a strategic standpoint, put him in the best position to succeed and make sure that alongside his kind of growth, I'm there and he's fully supported, and when the time is right, he's ready to become a superstar. And I feel like, I don't take full credit. I give a lot of credit to just CAA in general, also to him, also his team, his coaches. But I think what's different is 3 years, right? When we're talking about the rematch from with Stipe, that's the true difference, right? And what you saw in that fight was an inexperienced Francis Ngannou, a raw power, right? And he was, at the time, Francis was on a tear, right? He had knocked out Alistair Overeem, and I mean, he was just kind of this monster. And then he came up against a very well trained and skilled fighter in Stipe, and I tip my hat off to Stipe. Like you can't not like Stipe Miocic. You know what I mean? He's a good all around dude, like respectful guy, and especially when it comes to a sport that I feel is kind of lost its kind of respect in a lot of ways from a martial arts standpoint. But yeah, that fight, Francis got dominated. You know what I mean? Like there's no ways around it. But also, and Francis will tell you to this day, he just didn't know, right? He didn't know what he didn't know, right? And for anyone to judge him off of that, everyone's entitled to their opinion. But I would say, and of course I'm biased, 3 years of training and having some time in the cage, not a lot of time because knocking people out. But the countless hours that I've gone to see him train with Eric Nixick out of Extreme Couture and Dewey Cooper, you know what I mean? They've gotten Francis to a point where I feel like he's probably at or getting ready to hit his prime. Like